Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
The Defender, the Lost Soul, the Author, and the Mage were all gathered for a special day. A threat emerged from time not yet lived. Darkness was sent back to corrupt those who yet lived. And in the end, when magic won, the darkness teased of more battles to come.
Hi, I'm Matt, the host of Lost Library and your Game Master here on Grayscale. You can find me on Twitter, at Matt Hoadley, and you can find all of my projects at fifthstraw.com.
Hi, my name is Alan Sells, and I play Dame Mallory Montebank. You can find me on Twitter at Alan_Sells, and I do a plethora of other podcasts. Most notably, I'm the Game Master for Pokemon World Tour United.
Hey, I'm Joe. I play on Bainbridge. You can find me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield. I also do a podcast with Travis called WTF Anime.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I play Hallam Cardoso on the Lost Library podcast, and you can find me at EldritchRoth on Twitter.com.
Hey, what's up? My name is Riley Hopkins. You can find me on Twitter at RevRyeBread. That's Rev like Reverend Rye Bread like Rye Bread. I'm also over at AlienHappyHour.com doing podcasts and stuff, and YouTube.com/AlienHappyHour doing a lot of other cool stuff.
So, this entire thing starts with a text message. All three of y'all get a text message. And I love what that's going to do to things. There's been a bit of a time jump since our last episode. That was at the kind of the beginning of June, end of May. We're now jumping into August. Mini school is on the horizon. It has not started yet, but it is getting close. You can feel like the last grasps of summer slipping away from you.
I've got seven days left in my summer vacation. That's really all I need anyway.
Yeah. Hellum, you've already had to start back at school. In services, faculty meetings. You're supposed to, in theory, be setting up lesson plans, getting your classroom ready. And, like, the only positive light in that is that Owen's around. And, hey, you know.
If you want to view that as positive, I guess.
Depends on how you view your sex night, really.
Ow.
Mallory, none of those words mean anything to you.
Nope.
Presumably, you would have been to some Victorian preparatory school, or possibly a Knight's Magister's Academy of some sort. Mm-hmm. But y'all each get a text message. Hellum and Mallory, your text message is from Milo. And it says, hey, there's a problem. Y'all are asked to meet up at Lindsay Perka Park, and that's all it says. It gives you a time, gives you a place. Minnie, your text message is from a number you don't recognize, and it says the same thing.
New phone, who dis?
You get a selfie back. It is the Demon Brian in his very tight jeans, a ripped white shirt, and a jean jacket that has been bedazzled beyond all rational thought.
Hoomst. Just that's it. All lowercase, just hoomst.
Have you not met Brian?
I don't think I've met Brian. Unless has Aisha talked to Brian? I think Aisha did in her intro episode, right?
No, you met Brian at Shandy's.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I still say hoomst. And then I I just say hoomst. Yeah, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go do it.
There's the dots show up and it says, your favorite demon, Brian. And somehow it conveys the full disgusting finger guns thing that he does.
Mm-hmm. I send
without any emojis.
I send a GIF of the typing, and then I just leave that, because that's just going to look like I'm still typing, and it's just a GIF. It's just going to loop, but I'll go to the Lindsay Park. Lindsay Perka Park.
Oh, that's delightfully horrible of you, and I love it.
So it takes Mallory a minute because she has to hunt and peck, but she sends back a text that says, "Yes, Father, I will meet you there soon." And it's really good grammar, good capitalization, but it literally took her like 15 minutes.
And at the opposite of that scale, Helen doesn't respond at all and leaves this man on red and decides to finish up what he's grading and then head over.
Very good.
Helen knows what's up.
Mallory is going to send a follow-up because I just thought of something. Are we hunting?
Potentially.
Then Mallory is going to change clothes, and she is going to go in her battle gear.
Describe the battle gear.
The battle gear is, it's still a gown, but it is not very puffy. Like, a lot of the underdress and the, like, the tulle and things like that are not there. It's still wide. It's definitely wider than her hips, but it's black. It's black chiffon. It's very matte. She's wearing a black shawl with black trim, and it really makes her alabaster skin just kind of pop. Her hair is in a braid that goes down her back, and her fan, her bone fan, is attached by a fine silver chain to her wrist.
Very nice.
And she's wearing very sensible boots.
All right. So, who is going to be the first one to arrive at the park?
Minnie.
Great.
Yep,
how do you get there?
I skate.
Nice.
Yep, she like just skates there and is sitting on like one of the swings and just kind of hanging out, just like kicking her feet, texting like her friends. That's it. Like, she's just hanging out, headphones in ears, listening to Weightless by All Time Low.
Nice.
Just having a good time.
What time of day is this?
We're going to say this is probably happening. It's on a weekday. It's going to be a little earlier in the day. So probably 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. Mallory then walks up. Her skirts move strangely, and it's kind of because they're divided for riding so that she has maximum movement. But she walks up and her eyes are very sharp. She's kind of looking as best she can. She has a normal fan out. The bone fan is tucked up her sleeve. And this fan is of a Chinese dragon in reds and golds. And she's fanning herself lightly as she walks to the park and sees a girl on the swings whom she's never met. Doesn't assume that they are there for the same reason, and so looks around for Father Milo.
Okay. Helen, how do you arrive at the park?
Once Helen finishes with the grading, Helen will stand up wearing typical sort of teacher stuff, like sort of formal suspenders, a crisp white shirt, but with like one part of the sort of like bottom of it untucked from the pants in typical like ultimate pretentious cheap teacher way.
Delightful.
And when they show up, they'll try to show up with that sort of like the slinking, like sort of skulking look of someone who does not want to be there and is like there because they're forced to. Once they see Minnie, of course, I assume Minnie goes to the school with the rest of them, right? Or did?
Yeah, I go to the school. I haven't graduated yet. I got held back in kindergarten.
So then Helen is like, once Helen sees Minnie, Helen is like, oh. Like, just sort of like this look of like, it's going to be one of those fucking days, isn't it?
I mean, I would also assume that y'all might have met courtesy of Molly, your apprentice.
Helen definitely knows who Minnie is. Helen just thinks that Molly needs someone better.
Oh, it's gonna be like that, motherfucker.
Hallam is the disapproving parent.
Yes.
Ooh, it's doesn't care much about Minnie other than that Minnie is pretty clearly a shitty influence on Molly.
Mwah.
Is so oh,
Minnie is so delicious. Much better than David.
Wait, hold up. Whom's David?
You don't want to know.
So David is Molly's ex who turned a bunch of people at graduation into zombies.
Yep.
That sounds like someone she'd date.
Admittedly, Hallam probably doesn't approve of many people who would try to date Molly. So yeah. There you go.
Hallam's going to be just the best dad despite all his best efforts.
Unwilling father.
I see Hallam. I see Hallam come up. I see Hallam roll up and like I know him and Minnie also. I think we have like that cuts that like screen split where they both see each other and you hear that internal monologue of oh fuck to that like they both like, say not in this their person. Heads. Like not one of the not this and like Minnie hops off the like the playground and like heads over skateboard in hand. Minnie skates girl, by the way. She has a girl board. It's fantastic. I love that.
Cool.
Bit. And she walks over and just like squints and is like, "So, are you here for fun? Do you like playgrounds? Is this a thing you do?"
I don't know why you're deciding to talk to me, but I don't think I give off the interpretation or even the sort of hint that I like hanging around playgrounds.
You don't seem like someone that likes fun. No, that seems to track, actually. She holds up her phone and is like, this you? Like, did you get this? And points at the screen, but like moves it in a shaky way so he can't really read it easily.
Do I see the selfie of Brian?
You absolutely do.
Are you sending weird images to a demon?
No, I'm getting weird images from a demon. I hate this motherfucker. Like, like, and see, and like, she scrolls down to point at the typing GIF.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to track, but whatever. Yes, I'm here because of a text message. And I assume, and Hallam sort of glances over where Mallory is, the lady is also here because of stuff.
Yeah, there's probably a LARP or something here.
No.
This is a good time to ask a question. Hallam, how much or anything do you know about Mallory?
Most likely as much as Owen would tell. I think they've seen her a couple times. Their general assumption is just that, like everybody else, she's a very, very dedicated LARPer, which is very, very annoying and weird to Hallam, but whatever.
It's also annoying and weird to Minnie. So maybe we can have some bonding making fun of Mallory.
Oh, God.
This is going to be a trip.
Poor Mallory.
Yeah.
Mallory is ignoring the two of you and is looking for Father Milo.
And you don't see Father Milo.
She pulls out her phone and begins to hunt and peck. Where are you?
There is a tap on your shoulder, Mallory.
She spins.
There is a young man in a clergy, you know, traditional Catholic suit. He's got the collar and everything. And he's standing there and he's holding a briefcase. And he just goes, hold on. My voices for this game, unfortunately, seem to go between Milo and Angus McDonald, boy detective. And I need to work on that range.
That's valid. You're valid.
So you feel this tap. You see this kid standing there, and she goes, excuse me, are you Dame Mallory Montbank?
Close. Dame Mallory Montebank. But yes, that is my, are you a father, brother? How should I address you?
Oh, there's not, I mean, I think technically the choir is cherub, but people get weird ideas when you say you're one of those. They imagine naked babies, and then, I'm not
Then what is your name?
Hi, I'm Ben.
Ben,
I think you might know a friend of mine. Oh.
And she extends her hand with the palm down and the fingers pointing down. Not in the kiss way, but kind of the take it and give it a little shaky way.
He just looks at it and goes, I haven't fully, I'm not fully substantiated. I can't do that. I'm just delivering a message because apparently my direct boss and Milo felt a certain amount of tension from one of your hunters, and they didn't want to exacerbate the situation.
One of the hunters.
Yeah, and he turns and points and goes, yeah, Miss Minute Hannigan.
Minnie hears her name and, like, looks over and shouts, like, what, you saying something?
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm a real fan of your music. Your first album's going to be banging.
What?
Are you speaking about the youth who is speaking with... Oh, forgive me, you seem familiar to me, but I can't place it. I'm not sure if we've met.
And she kind of walks up and assumes that Ben is just going to follow her, approaches Minnie and Helam.
And Ben steps from behind Helam without seeming to have crossed the intervening distance.
This really doesn't bother Mallory. She's seen weirder.
Yeah.
It really does not bother Helam, and Helam is immediately going to, like, attempt to accidentally step on this man's foot.
Your foot goes right through his foot.
Minnie puts her head in her hands. Yeah, Minnie puts her head in her hands. It's like, oh, God, another one.
I'm sorry, Ms. Hannigan. I really am a big fan. He, like, opens his briefcase and rifles through, and he pulls out a full-on, like, LP.
Like, have I made an LP?
No.
I squint. Like, what? I don't. Oh.
One of these days I'm going to actually be able to be, like, physical on this plane. And I really would love it if you'd sign this, maybe after you make it. You're not allowed to look at the track list. I'm sorry.
It's
fine.
Based on everything you just said, I'm going to assume that that is from the future. You should probably put that away and maybe explain why Father Milo isn't here.
Oh, apparently he and my boss, Uriel, they didn't get off on a great start with Miss Hannigan, and they didn't want to exacerbate it by being up in her business before summer ends. And so they sent me because they figured, one, I can't really substantiate, so she can't hit me. And two, apparently people think I'm pleasant.
You ain't terrible, I'm going to be frank with you. The time travel stuff is a lot, but because I assume that's what's happening here. I can't. I'm already getting a headache. That's fine.
Who exactly thinks you're pleasant?
Friday seems to like me.
Like the day? Are there? Oh no, our friend.
Yeah, your friend. She helped you. Like your girlfriend helped save her from zombies a couple months ago.
That sounds like her. Wait, hold. Girlfriend. I don't know if we commit. I looked at Helam.
So you have no intention of being girlfriends with.
We have 10 intentions. All you don't want to know about our Listen, kid.
Excuse me. Are you calling him kid? Who are you calling kid child?
Him kid. I'm not talking. Oh my god.
Okay.
Ben.
So, Cherubim Ben, if you would, please tell us why you have assembled, or your bosses have assembled us here in this park today together.
Okay. And he looks shell-shocked. And he kind of has his head cocked to the side and, like, he says, okay, no paradoxes. We're all right. Apparently this conversation always happened. That's good. I didn't screw it up. Yay.
Oh, my word. And she just snaps her fan open and just starts fanning herself.
I'm sorry, your ladyship. So here's the thing. A couple months ago, at the beginning of June, when Mallory High had their graduation ceremony, someone named David used some really bad magic and he just stops and kind of cocks his head. influences to make like a zombie virus in like a chemical magic powder situation. And like your friends, your fellow hunters, were able to stop it. Thankfully, Molly used like just so much magic and just made it all go away. And he looks at Helen and goes, "You might want to check with her on that one, because sometimes that much magic, you know, can have consequences." But
thank you so much for telling me about magic. I have no idea. I don't know anything about magic. I'm an innocent flower.
I mean, I was there when it was made, so
cool,
know.
Ben. Hurry it up. I don't have all day.
Okay. Wow. Uriel wasn't lying about you two.
Under her breath, traveling. Mallory goes, "What have I gotten myself into?"
For a time traveler, Ben, you move slow. I love you. You're doing your best, honey, but I need you to pick it up.
Okay. So during that whole thing, when your friends went and shut down some asshole named David's whole little messed up experiment,
Cherubim swear?
Yes, yeah, oh no, we swear a lot. No, but we are...
Wait,
this is,
you're a cherubim?
No, cherubim? I thought you said children.
No, cherubim.
I don't know your LARP language. I'm sorry, cosplay. I apologize.
Not you too. I will stop that right now. I have a name and you will use it.
It is cosplay and I will use it. Yes, quite. Please, Ben, we can get through this. I'm sorry.
So here, your friend, well, I guess he's not actually your friend yet. I think only one of you has really met him. Well, no, he's been in your class, Helm, I think. Cole? Cameron?
Yeah, I know Cole.
Okay, all y'all know Cole.
Yes,
great.
Cole's another one of my wards or whatever. Anyway, yes, I know Cole. I know Molly.
I do know Cole.
We know each other.
I do know Molly.
Cole kind of saved the day at the very end, and managed to shut down something really nasty. But he also got delivered a message by something, and the message was for Father Milo, and it kind of pointed him towards some potential trouble. And y'all are going to go check that out, hopefully. Okay?
I'm here for that. That sounds good. Anything to help follow up on the good stuff my friends have done?
So the mystical voyeur can't check out his own shit? He needs us to go do it for him?
Why would Milo ever do anything at all, ever? He would never dare get his hands dirty.
You're right. I forgot about that.
Excuse me. And yes. She turns to Helm. Just so that we're clear, you're saying that Milo...
Yes.
...who is a professed oracle of God and
yes.
works directly under the archangel Uriel...
Yes.
You speak blaspheme against him?
Everyone makes mistakes sometimes. God can make them too, and Milo is one of them.
Allow me to...
My word!
Allow me to cover each of your points. Milo, despite being an oracle, never seems to do his own damn work, which bothers me to a fair extent. God clearly made a mistake because everything's going on and we have to fix it. Last point. I don't care about any of this. I'm just annoyed that Milo's sending us out to do more dirty work that we already have to do, especially if he couldn't stop teenagers from having to fight a zombie apocalypse.
Tell him, tell him!
No, Ben has his hand raised. Like, Ben has that really tentative hand raised up like a kid in class that doesn't want to answer a question.
Yes, Ben, what?
In fairness, someone from, like, sometime this week interfered with the timeline and made the zombies happen, so...
And also, in fairness, a lot of this started because of mucking about with time, which could be argued is beyond God's purview, but that is an argument for another day and for scholars.
But I can draw judgments on it right now. Helm is correct. And I raise my hand up for a high five from Helm.
Helm glances at the hand and is like, "You can put that down at any point.
I wiggle my fingers. I'm like, bud, we see eye to eye for a second. Let this happen. This is the only time.
Don't you have, like, a skating rink to trip on or something?
Oh, it's going to be a rough one. This is going to be a rough one. I'm trying to... This is me making a bridge. For Molly's sake, Hella, we can do this.
Ben, where exactly is this job taking us?
Hand is still up.
Oh, he's still pointedly ignoring it.
I know.
Oh, this is just delightful.
Mallory kind of walks over and hits your hand with her fan.
Don't fucking... That wasn't for you. Whatever.
So Ben is just not even... He is shaking, but not in like his entire image is just like vibrating a little bit. And he's like, okay, so I need to hurry this up a little bit because my times are getting short. Anyway, if y'all go down... So he's just like, okay... Listen, y'all know the mouth to the bay. Y'all all know the mouth to the bay.
Oh, we're going to the beach?
You're going to the North Lighthouse. Again, this is something y'all all know about. Mm-hmm. There is, you can see it on the map design for Port Avalon. There's kind of these two arms that connect to form the entrance to the bay that... Port Avalon kind of sits in, and there's lighthouses on both ends. There's one on the north, one on the south. Y'all are going to the north one. The north one is less of a tourist trap, typically. The south one is like a park, like a national park.
Okay, all right.
All right. So he's just like, anything else? I don't know if we have time. But y'all might be able to ask.
We're going over there to follow this kid, right? This ex. We're going over there. In relation to the zombie thing. The note that Milo got that was talking about Dan. There's trouble up there, and we're going up there to check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But this may or may not be connected to the youth that summoned the zombies.
Potentially, we're not 100% sure. The message was vague, and like I said, time travel is weird, and not everyone is like. It's with heaven shut, we kind of lack a lot of direct divine influence that could, you know, help us with time travel shenanigans.
That's valid.
You mortals really aren't meant to go through time like this.
Mallory bristles at that,
and he just looks right at you and goes. You do know that you had a ripple effect too, right?
I'm aware.
Uh-huh.
I did not ask for it.
Well, you know, we don't ask for a lot of things. So y'all good? Y'all need anything else from me? I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to go back to kind of our plane, and I'm not gonna be able to talk to y'all that much, but anything else?
Like, midway through Ben talking, Helen has just started, like, texting. He's not actually texting anything. He's just trying to convey disdain for Ben right now.
Minnie wants to, like, channel that same energy, but, like, as, like, another divine, like, she feels shitty for Ben. And so she, like, sighs quietly and, like, rubs her temples and is like, no, that we should be good. Thank you.
Before you go, is there any particular method of travel that you encourage, or should we just take normal means?
I mean, if one of y'all has a car, that would get you there faster. If not, I think there's a bus.
Well, that's not...
I've been there last week. I got it. Don't worry. I'll take us.
You can drive.
I can do better than drive, honey. Don't you worry.
Please don't ever call me honey again.
You're right, that's far too sweet for you. We're good, Ben, thank you kindly.
Buzz off, okay. You can go visit your goddamn bosses again.
Thank Got you just... for your information, Ben. It is most appreciated, at least by me.
And he just looks, like, just so down. And he just kind of just, like, slumps his shoulders and just goes, okay, well, I hope y'all can get there and fix it. I guess next time y'all are around Friday, y'all can say hi to me through her.
I will.
And he pops out of existence.
Through you? Through him? Did he say through her?
Angels.
Well, I believe he did, but since you chased him off, he didn't really have a chance to finish.
Hey, I told him he was valid. I'm being supportive here. I'm trying my best. I'll be the adult here if I have to.
Excuse me.
Shh. The adult is talking. One moment.
She is youth.
I can get us there. Y'all good? Y'all ready to this? Y'all ready to just go?
Do we think that we should bring anyone else? Three of us aren't exactly...
We're not. Listen, the three of us, we're not a great band, but we're the band that's here. We're the group that's here. They called us. They apparently think we can do something. We hate Milo. We hate each other as well. I didn't say you hate Milo. You are also here. You're doing your thing. I've heard good things about you from Cole. I trust you. I don't like this, but we're going to make it work.
What is that?
I wave my hand all like kind of like at you in your general space like this. I don't like this. I don't like you, but like I want to make this work. I'm the adult here. That's what I'm saying. I hold out my skateboard.
You are a child, and you are behaving like a child.
Yes. Tell me off more, please. Please. It makes me stronger. Touch the board. Everybody touch the board. Now?
What?
Touch the board. Touch my skateboard right here.
Context and explanation.
Are they standing like next to each other?
I imagine they're standing next to each other and shooting you the same sort of like, if you don't explain, this is not happening.
Can I touch them both with the board and then can I roll for angel wings?
You absolutely can.
All right, I'm spending a luck to automatically get a 10+. We're going. I push the board against the two of them and hold on to it. And I'm spending that luck. And that means you can go instantly to anywhere you visited before or to a person you know well. When you carry one or two people with you, roll with weird. And so that's what I'm doing, but I'm taking that luck. So we're going. We're going there. And I'm angel wings come out and kind of wrap around like a Majora's Mask style. and it's just like a whoosh, choral, like orchestral music hits. And then it pulls away. And we're down from the lighthouse a bit.
Hey everybody, Matt, your host and GM, cutting in here with our mid-episode break. Oh my goodness, we hit our 2,500th download over the weekend. I am so stoked that y'all are going along with this journey on with us and just helping us hit these milestones. And I am so excited for all the ones that are coming down the line. Thank y'all so much for listening, not just to Grayscale, but to the Blind Box games we've played, to the two campaigns that are going to be coming up soon. Just for y'all going with us on this journey, thank y'all so, so much. It is just the best. Our recap is provided by Renee Rhodes of the Fate and Fable Maidens podcast, which you should definitely be listening to. You can find Renee on Twitter at RayDeanneR, and you can find her podcast at Fate FMcast. Our music is Agra by Damiano Baldoni off of the album Lost Dynasty and can be found at the Free Music Archive. For our High Tide recommendation this month, I want to recommend y'all go listen to the show The Lovely Craftians. It's a Chicago-based all-female Call of Cthulhu actual play podcast. Episodes come out every Tuesday. It's a ton of fun. If y'all haven't experienced a Call of Cthulhu actual play, this is a really good one. They play around with this system, and they have some fun with the horror of it and everything. So if you like kind of the horror side of Grayscale, you'll probably really enjoy this. So give that a listen. Again, just so much thanks for y'all getting us up to 2,500 downloads. We're going to be doing a Q&A special very, very, very soon. And by very soon, I mean if at all possible. I'm going to move worlds to try to make this happen. We should have at least a part one of that out on the 29th of this month. That's the fifth Wednesday of this month. And that's going to be kind of our special deal to fill that spot. So, thank y'all. Get your questions in. Get them into us on Twitter. If you don't have Twitter, you can email them to us, lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. We're going to collate a bunch of these questions. The cast are going to ask y'all's questions to me along with some of their own. And it should be a fun time. So, check that out. And, hey, we'll see y'all next week. Hey, I'm Matt.
And I'm Alan.
And we do a show called Forging Worlds here on the Fifth Draw family of podcasts.
Every week we sit down and for 45 minutes talk about a world that we create from nothing.
Yeah, you get to listen in on every stage of the world building process as Alan and I figure out how exactly we want to interpret a genre and a modifier to a genre.
Matt makes maps because he has a good disease.
Yeah, it's great. And we also have just a good time with some other little small things and some plot hooks for you.
If that sounds interesting to you, please check us out. We're on Twitter at @forging_worlds.
And you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or on fifthdraw.com.
Come and forge a world with us.
See y'all there.
To study mythology is to study the biggest of boys.
And Kratos becomes as big as Ares? Because the power to kill a god is him big?
Pod of Lore, a podcast about video games and mythology. Available every Friday, wherever your podcasts are.
That is awful and I love it.
As soon as her feet are on solid ground, she pushes you away from her? Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Yep, you know...
I thought that you could not act more immature. Do you not have any idea about the basic concept of consent in magic?
I mean, I don't have the magic teacher. I'm doing my best.
Never, ever perform magic on someone without their consent unless they are some form of enemy or a threat to your life or the life of someone you hold dear.
She is zoning out at the lecture. She's like, yep, all right, we're here. Like, we're here. I did it. You're welcome. I understand. Let's do the thing.
Helm is already looking around. Does Helm see anything? Like,
Mallory's eyes are just very wide. She snaps her regular fan shut, and she's wearing long, like, kind of gauzy sleeves, and she puts the normal fan up one of those sleeves and then takes out the fan that does not have any lace or anything, that it's just whalebone.
There will be a coming together. I know it. We will assemble as a team. This is the dark beginning.
I mean, the entire thing is I just have to give y'all an appropriate chip bag to punch right in their dumb face. We can do that. Okay, so what you'll see when you land and y'all are all kind of recovering to various degrees from however shocked you were by this, what you see is y'all are on kind of a big, pretty wide, like, end of a cape is what it is. In all actuality, the lighthouse is very big. It looks like it's been recently kind of cleaned up and renovated. It is... Of the two lighthouses, the north and the south lights, the north light is the actual, like, functional one that lights up a shipping lane into town.
Gotcha.
South light is the older one from when this was more of a commercial fishing port, things like that. And it's mostly just for show, even though the light still does light up and everything. I think one thing y'all do notice... And that I'm pretty sure many for sure knows about is there is a long cable stretching between the two lighthouses.
Is that normal?
No. Because that is a long cable. Like, unreasonably long. Minnie knows about this, and it's, you're going to have to tell me how Minnie feels about this, but in the late 90s, early aughts, when people were doing crazy stunt things, like walking between buildings and all that stuff, mm-hmm. this was one of those.
Okay.
Some guy ran this massive cable across the ocean between mm-hmm. these two lighthouses and was going to walk across it.
Gotcha.
And
so,
for
like
some
a
reason,
Daredevil?
Yeah. It was
did
gonna
he never
do, like,
do
a,
it, though?
Oh, he tried.
Oh, he died.
This guy was kind of an idiot. Like, he had done some small stunts and then just jumped immediately up to the big leagues. And he did not take into account, one, ocean, steel cable, salt, corrosion. Does not make for good surface. Two, he did not take into account Pacific Northwest. Very rainy.
So this cable's been re-put up in that same position then?
It's been left up and is kind of occasionally receives a little bit of maintenance on either end. But kind of the city authorities at large is more or less just like, well, one, this is kind of a memorial to this idiot. Mm-hmm. And we don't really want to encourage more idiots, so we leave it up there as a reminder.
Valid.
And two, when it finally snaps in the middle from, you know, decades or more of, you know, constant weathering that we're not dealing with, then we'll take it down.
Okay.
Like, once it snaps in the middle, then we'll take it down.
And is there anything that's happening with that wire right now that would draw my attention to it if it's like a local memorial or anything, or is there like, is it chill?
It's chill. It's just, mm-hmm. it is a detail of this city that we have not had cause to talk about yet.
Nice.
Can Mallory do a ritual real quick?
After I finish describing the scene, yes.
Sure.
That's kind of at the top of the lighthouse. Like I said, the north light is the industrial one, so it's very much a very, very clean, very tall, very modern-looking building. Because it does exist in Port Avalon, it's also a little weird. It goes down, and there is a building, like, normal. Like, there's the normal lighthouse kind of keeper's house and everything. But out the other side of it, the rest of the ring of the lighthouse, like, it's just on one part is this keeper's house. The rest of the outside near the base of it has been turned into a kind of like an arcade. Like, there's a little... It's the other side, the south light, is the tourist trap. It's like the historical site. It's in kind of a... They call it the South Cape Park. It's over there. People don't really, and I think deliberately so, like, locals don't really talk about the North Light to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people kind of actively try to keep it off of social media and everything to make mm-hmm. it more of like just a local hangout. But what it is there's something that's designed to look almost like an old-fashioned circus canopy that comes down a building. And inside there's like a traditional arcade. There's like a nice little restaurant on one end. So it's just kind of this nice little hangout up on the North Cape. And it's one of those like secrets of Port Avalon revealed kind of things. But it's also very closed because just a couple weeks ago, there was a pretty big storm and it flooded. So it's been a little shut down at the moment. That's what y'all see as y'all pull up. What is, and all that is perfectly normal to the two of you who have been up here. Mallory, I doubt you've been brought up here yet.
No.
Like, no part of the North Cape would be most likely on Owen's radar as something he needed to show you. And you wouldn't even probably have much comprehension that it exists and needs to be looked at.
Wait, Owen didn't take her on any cool dates to this area? Owen sucks.
What a chump.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of stuff in town that's very cool.
And we're also both magic, and we can kind of go wherever we want.
Ugh, Owen, step your sex night game up. Take a girl somewhere interesting.
Oh, you should hear about the first time that...
No, we're good. Owen, we're good. We're Gucci. Sex. We are A-OK.
If the listeners would like to do that, here in a couple months, we're going to have a Patreon up and running, and there's going to be some...
No!
Some magical behind the smut, girls. Scenes. Magical smut.
Anyway, there will be appropriate context warnings as needed for all of that. When yes. that happens, don't worry about it. You'll be able to pick and choose what you put in your ears, which is important. So all of this looks perfectly normal to the two of you who have been up here before. Minnie, you were here, what, yesterday, you said? Last week? What'd you say?
Yeah, last week. I was here last week.
Okay. You probably came just before the storm hit, is what yeah. I'm picturing. So it's abandoned. It's closed right now. There are signs that people were here cleaning earlier today, and they are not here now. But here's what's different.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging up on the actual top of the lighthouse, there is someone leaning over the railing way up top. And dangling from that railing on a rope is a body. A body that all three of you recognize immediately as Owen.
Wait, hanging by the neck?
And that's what we're calling this episode.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.